This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Back here on Fesco and Dusty on a Red Friday. Happy Red Friday to all of you out there.
Happy Red Friday to you as well, Dusty.
Thank you, sir. We are wearing red today. It's just, it's cold.
Yeah, it's a little chilly out there today.
That's right.
Yeah.
November is already almost over. The regular season for football is already almost over. And boy, when I come out of the garage, sometimes I get on my phone and get into stats and numbers and stuff that I probably shouldn't, but I do it anyway. Because I looked at our rundown last year and I see that there's a text that says Andy, Coach of the Year.
That's right.
And I thought to myself, how can we broaden this topic? And I thought about the stat we saw on the television at lunch.
Mm-hmm.
And it said, if Andy Reid wins on Sunday, he will win his 19th, 10th win season.
That's insane.
Right? So here's some reference. So again, if Andy Reid were to win on Sunday, he will have his 19th, 10-win season, obviously, or more.
Or more, yeah.
It's ridiculous when you think about Andy Reid. So to give reference to other coaches, Bill Belichick had 20 win seasons.
Okay.
So Andy Reid would be one behind him on the most. I think that's got to be the most.
I did
minor research here.
The only one he didn't look at is Don Shula, maybe, who is the winningest coach of all time. But again, yeah. Different eras, man.
Right. So because everybody says Bill's the best, right? And Andy's the next. And you can have Shula if you want. I'm just not there. And
Shula Joe Jackson?
Yeah. I bet he is Shula Joe Jackson because I'm sure he doesn't wear much shoes out in Miami.
I think he's long dead.
Shoeless Joe Jackson or Shula?
Shula Joe Jackson.
Oh, yeah. Don Shula is dead, isn't he?
I think he's long dead.
Do we
man.
Know this for a fact?
No, but that's...
Do we kill him?
No.
He's 99.
I'm going to guess he died long before COVID. I'm going to guess 08.
2020.
Okay. In COVID.
Yeah. Right during the middle of COVID.
Right in the middle. 90 years old.
Sometimes we're wrong. Yeah, well, I'm going to guess he died 8 years before COVID. Died actually of COVID.
Yeah.
No, but anyways, Andy Reid, 10th win, 10 wins this season with the win on Sunday. It'll be the 19th time in his career. Bill Belichick has 20.
Yeah.
I could only think of the two other long tenured coaches currently, which would be what? John Harbaugh and Mike Tomlin?
Yeah, that's it.
That's it?
Yeah, that's
they
it.
Have
yeah.
10.
Yeah, 10 apiece.
They have 10 apiece. They're probably going to win another one this year. So they have 11.
Yeah.
They're going to be 9. They're going to be 8 behind Andy Reid. The last time, this is when it gets weird, the last time Andy Reid was under 500 was 2012.
That's right. Right before he came here. Yeah. That ended in
2012. That's it.
Andy's lost it.
But not only that, he's only been under 500 three times in his career.
And never
three
in Kansas times. City.
No, worst record in Kansas City is 9-7.
Yeah.
Year two. So it shows you what the example of Andy Reid is. And it's quite simple, fellas. He's consistently great.
Right.
Like he's just, there's a reason why it works. Like when everybody at the beginning of the year goes, why the hell are they going to St. Joe?
Here's why. Today. Maybe you should go to St. Joe too, Ravens or whoever.
Why don't they do this the way other, here's your sign.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Winning for a while is long enough, right? Winning at an exceptionally good rate for that long period of time is rare and it's even better.
Well, it's hard to do. I think what Andy Reid is doing right now here in Kansas City is harder than what any other coach has ever done. Like, it's easy to sneak up on people and be 9-8 and get your coach of the year. They were asking Tomlin about that last night before the game on the Amazon Prime broadcast, and they asked him about never winning coach of the year, and he goes, nah, I don't know. And they like, I never really thought about it. He goes, but you know, he goes, I think sometimes coach of the year goes to people who surprise, right? He actually said, like, people who surprise, have like a surprise season. Yeah, right? That kind of stuff.
Never
mind. You know, Stephen Voigt or whatever that guy's name was that won. But
loser.
Yeah. I mean, took over a winning program and won.
All right, don't get to your feelings.
So anyway, but anyway, so Tomlin was talking about it yesterday, right? He says, you know, he goes, you know, I never really thought about it. He goes, I kind of like just being consistent. I like being good. I like being consistent. I don't like being a surprise. And I'm like, okay, I understand that. And then this week, Gino Auriemma of UConn became the winningest college basketball coach of all time. That guy does nothing but win.
Yeah.
Andy Reid does nothing but win. Mike Tomlin does nothing but win. I don't think
except
last night, right? Kevin Stefanski beat him last night. But I don't think people truly appreciate what Andy Reid has been able to do. Do you know how hard it is to do what Andy Reid's doing, and that's staying on top and winning double-digit wins every single year in the NFL?
It's great.
There's no one in sports, in my opinion, right now, that is better at their job than Andy Reid. Everyone expects him to dominate, and he does.
Yeah.
Like every week, every year, people expect this Chiefs team to be one of the best, if not the best, in the NFL. And they answer to the bell. And I think it's much harder to do what Andy's doing than it is any other coach out there right now. Because every time Andy and his team take the field, we've talked about this, it's their Super Bowl, right? They've got to play their best game in order to beat the opponent who is always playing their best game. Surprising people in the NFL, isn't that hard, right? Because, like, say you're Jacksonville. Just use them as an example. They're playing good. They start surprising people. People aren't preparing for Jacksonville like there's some big-time power. But people prepare for the Chiefs every week like there's some big-time power because they are, and they still win the majority of their games by tenfold, right? So sustaining immaculate success, what we're watching Andy Reid doing right now, I think is the hardest thing to do in sports. And every time I see somebody say somebody's a better coach or this guy should get coach of the year, you're discrediting what Andy Reid is doing out there. And that is sustaining success, maintaining success, and even getting better. And every effing team out there is coming at you like it's their Super Bowl. And every week you walk off and you shake hands and you win. Like, what Andy Reid is doing is next to impossible, and this guy's managed to do it.
Yeah, and done it for a while. Like, what, this is year 11 with the Kansas City Chiefs? So he's won a division title almost every year he's been here. He's won 3 Super Bowl titles, been to 4. Yeah. He's been to every AFC championship game.
That Patrick Mahomes has been eligible for.
And that's the other thing, too, is that people will look at Andy Reid and be like, well, yeah, he's had Patrick Mahomes
so,
for 7 years.
You know what he also has done? He's won with Alex Smith. He's won with Donovan McNabb. He's won with...
He rejuvenated Michael Vick's career.
Yeah, Michael Vick's career. Right. Kevin Cobb he won with, you know? So, like, Andy Reid... Bill Belichick is a benefit of Tom Brady, right? That's pretty well documented
but
right
now.
But also a great coach.
Yeah.
Andy Reid has won with whatever quarterback you give him.
And
Guy won with Donovan McNabb. Guy won with Alex Smith. Guy's winning with, like, the Patrick Mahomes. Of course Patrick Mahomes took Andy. They're perfect match. It's the next to Phil and Michael, maybe, the greatest match in the history of sports. Tom and Bill, great marriage there as well. But Andy Reid was a spectacular coach before Patrick Mahomes. Mm. He's become spectacularly more spectacular as a coach because of Patrick Mahomes. They've both taken advantage of each other in a great way.
Because I think that Bill would win with Alex Smith and Don McNabb, but I don't know if he wins Super Bowls like he did with Tom Brady.
Right.
Which is, you know, the Andy Reid argument. Like, yeah, he won, but it's like he needed a little bit more to get to the promise.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
If Tom Brady's not the quarterback when the Patriots are down 28-3, do they come back and win that game?
No.
I don't think they do either.
Not a chance.
I don't think they do either. Now, unless it's Patrick Mahomes. But if it's Alex Smith or if it's fill in the name of a quarterback, there's
nobody in there.
Right?
Nobody.
There's nobody.
He had that gene. Not everybody has it.
Right.
That's the gene that not everybody has. That's the Jordan, Kobe, LeBron, Tiger, Mahomes gene, where clocks are irrelevant.
Right.
Like when you have that player that can do that, not only that, like, that player can help that coach. Like, what was Andy Reid's biggest knock when he came here? Guy doesn't know clock management.
Clock management. Have we even talked about it?
Thank you. I'll sit that. You answered it without me even asking.
I mean, has anybody mentioned clock management?
How many times did we hear that in 2013, 2014, 2015? Golly, if he could just get that 2-minute clock management. Now it's just like, 13 seconds. That'll be all right.
You know, here's the last time I remember talking about clock management with Andy Reid.
Yeah.
Remember when they beat Houston in the playoffs in like 2015? It was that first.
Davis took it to the house.
Yeah, game. Remember that? And then the next week we went to New England. And I remember being in New England at that game.
That crushed.
But they needed like 2 touchdowns with 7 minutes to go. And they took their time to get down the field to score that first touchdown. And everybody was complaining about Andy Reid taking way too much time off the clock. And why aren't they hurrying up? Well, he was coaching his team knowing what he had and what he could do with the team that was on the field. And he said after the game, we didn't score the first touchdown. There's no reason to get a second touchdown. So we had to make sure that we scored that first touchdown. And then we'll see what happens. And so they moved the ball slowly down the field. People got mad. But you didn't have an offense like you do now. I'm sure if Patrick Mahomes was the quarterback on that day in New England, you probably would have gone down the field a lot faster. That was 20, I think, if I'm not mistaken, and it gets blurry after a while now. I think that was January of 2016. It'll be 8 years since anybody's mentioned clock management with Andy Reid.
I was at Harpo's in Westport watching that game. Coming up on the other side, we get to Hollywood, and we get to another guy who's our Hollywood. Mitch Holt is your voice of the Chiefs. Coming up here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City Sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for K-State Athletics, 96.5 The Fan.
Somebody from the 913, excuse me, what management? Easy. We're not going to do that again. Clock management.
Yes.
The hoodie had Brady for 19 years. What would Andy's record be if he had Mahomes for 19 seasons?
I personally, and I've said this week a lot, what would Peyton Manning's record be if he had a real coach like Andy Reid instead of that turd and Tony Dungy?
Golly, dude. You got to let it go with Tony, man. He's got to let it go.
I mean, you insulted something my daughters and I bond over, man. He's, you know, screw you. Sorry.
Yeah, he's just a blank space, man.
He really is.
That's all.
He's like a purple haze.
Yeah. He's, what is it, Lavender on the Beach?
Yeah.
What a great combo that is. Lavender and the beach.
Whew. I have lavender next to the bed and a, what do you call those
diffuser.
Things? Diffuser. Yeah, it's nice. Yeah. Kids got me that for Christmas last year.
That's good. I have eucalyptus.
That's a good one, too.
Yeah, it's good for your sinuses.
Yeah.
So they say.
I'm going to have to start using a humidifier, though, because now the heat's on. I'm starting to get, you know, dry mouth. And
you know what you can also do is next time you get your wife flowers, you go into the floral shop. There's a good place in downtown Lee Summit called Olive Bloom. Mm-hmm. Nice ladies. I always get 2 sticks of eucalyptus, and then you can put it in your shower.
Okay, my daughter did that, right?
It's awesome. It makes the whole shower smell good.
I didn't really get much out of it. Maybe we were doing it wrong. Mm. Well, do you wet it?
No, it's supposed to get from the humidity.
Yeah,
the steam. Yeah, which is...
It's not supposed to like blow you away. It's just supposed to have its presence there that you know it's in the air working.
Yeah.
You'll notice it next time.
I've tried some of those like discs you like kind of put in the shower and they give off the, you know, the same type of thing, but not natural.
Yeah. Mac, have you ever used a bath bomb?
No.
Okay. Have you?
Yeah.
All right. How'd you feel? Soft.
No, all right. I'm not a bath guy. Like, we only have 1 tub now.
You're just
in the
laying
house.
In your own filth.
Baths are exactly. Gross, man.
Somebody you said you're the laying way to in take your own filth.
And then somebody told me the way to take a bath is to like rinse yourself off in the shower, then fill it up. I'm like, why do I go through all the
what are we doing?
Yeah, it's a lot.
Much,
it's a lot.
It's a lot.
Speaking of a lot of guys on the Panthers injury report, Mahomes officially off the injury report this whole entire week with the ankle, whatever. Omenihu and Pacheco were limited yesterday. I assume one, if not both, will be full today.
Yeah.
Maybe limited, but still probably expected to play Sunday. If anybody misses, it'll be Omenihu. But the name that we haven't talked about that was kind of popping up is Hollywood Brown was a name that's all of a sudden we're thinking end of December. Is that what we always thought?
Well, yeah.
Or is that still just January?
I think from what I've been told, Hollywood Brown, they're going to consider taking him or opening that 21-day window next month, right? So that's, you know, a week, you know, next week when December rolls around, they'll start to open that 21-day window for Hollywood Brown and kind of see where he is and hopefully get him back, you know, with a couple of games to go, I would think, in the regular season before you get into the postseason just to give him some time, you know, to kind of acclimate himself to the offense and kind of work out all the rust and everything from sitting since August. So I'm hoping, you know, we see a couple of regular season games for him, but I expect the window from everything I've been told to open next month in December, again, which is a week away.
Yes, next month, Christmas Day.
I mean,
that's the initial target landing spot. Like, well, you threw a dart and you're like, he's going to play. Would you think it'd be Christmas Day?
Maybe the 22nd against Houston, because let's say you open that 21-day window on December 1st, right? That leads you to the 22nd.
21st?
It leads you to the 22-1. The 22nd would be the first game after that 21-game window. Yeah. Now, you can bring him back any time during that 21-day window. Like, if you look at him on December 1st and he's fine, you're like, all right, we're going to play on December 2nd or something like that, right? Mm. So you don't have to go the full 21 days. It just matters how he acclimates himself and what you want to do with roster construction and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, I'm not going to say if I'm a betting man, because I'm not betting on somebody's health, but like the 22nd, that game against Houston, that Saturday game here before they go to Pittsburgh or whatever that is, the 21st, whatever day that is, 21st. Mm. That to me is kind of like, he's got to be back by that. We have to know by that day, because if they open it on December 1st or whatever, that's when the 21-day window ends effectively.
So you're thinking, so definitely not Chiefs at Cleveland December 15th.
Well, I don't know. It just depends. Like, sometimes they open these 21-day windows and guys are ready to go, you know?
Right.
Or sometimes teams just milk it all they possibly can.
Because he sent the tweet that was the alarm clock?
Yeah. Yeah.
Does that mean I'm awake? Yeah, does that mean I'm ready?
Maybe he thinks he's ready, but the team's like, yeah.
I will send you a tweet of the gabagool.
Yeah.
That's where I was at. The guy in the red jumpsuit.
Yeah.
So I was kind of ready for that. Speaking of a guy in a red jumpsuit, not Santa Claus, but a guy in a red polo or a red quarter zip and red fire coming out of his mouth every Sunday is Mitch Holthus. He's our voice of our Chiefs here in Kansas City, and he is on our show currently right now on 96.5 The Fan.
He's been the voice of Chiefs Kingdom since 1994.
Damien Williams, 20, stays in bounds, 15, 10, 5, touchdown! Kansas City, Damien Williams runs to immortality!
Here's Mitch Holthus on your new home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
That's right. Mitch Holthus brought to you by Silverstein Eye Centers. Achieve your best vision and experience outstanding patient care at Silverstein Eye Center. Brought to you also by GEHA. GEHA is the proud partner of the Kansas City Chiefs. Before we get Mitch, I know you're listening, Mitch. I always have to tell myself this.
Stay focused, Dusty.
Three times a
Stay
day.
Stay focused, Dusty. Stay focused, Dusty.
But damn it, Mitch. I want to see Patrick Mahomes go for 405 touchdowns and win 49-0. Welcome to the show, Mitch. That's my wish.
The mule. Yeah. Okay. Just stay focused and win. However you're going to win, move on. Ask the give Mike Tomlin a call this morning.
Oh, okay? Man,
that's where I am, Mitch. I don't care. Just win, baby.
That's where I'm at too. We're going to get to that in a second, because this league all changed 3 years ago in that regard. But that being said, don't be jealous because you want to be me today, Dusty.
That's right.
Don't be jealous, man. Don't be jealous. I'm in Boonville, Missouri.
Oh.
Ooh, Boonville. Is Biffle's Barbecue still up and running in Boonville, or did they close that years ago?
I don't know. I haven't checked. A little early in the morning for the barbecue, but I'll look around.
I remember going there with our friend Tom Hedrick back in the day, going to Biffle's Barbecue in Boonville, Missouri.
Because Tom was on the way to the Missouri-Kansas game, I'm guessing.
No, we were doing a game at Central Methodist University in Missouri.
Central Methodist, yeah. I'll be there. I'll be there. And after I talk to you guys, I've got to go to Fayette. Part of this, it's a promotional piece for Missouri Wood Products. Of course, you're probably using Missouri Wood Products right now. But, Central Methodist.
Yeah, that's where we were heading.
Missouri.
Yep. So then we stopped in Boonville at Biffle's Barbecue. So anyway, down memory lane. But
did you do color with Tom?
I did. A couple games with Baker. Yeah. Oh God, yes. Back in the day, brother.
And did you speak at all in the game?
Very little. Yeah.
Tom would have control, much like Kent Pavelka, who does Nebraska basketball. He would have his right hand on the audio control and keep it down, and then look at you and go, like, you can speak now, or read the ad, whatever you're supposed to do. Brought to you by the Baldwin Maple Leaf Festival. And then he'd turn you down. That's, yeah. Danan accuses me of doing that, but I don't have any control. Nate Wetmore holds the audio fader. So I just put my hand up, and Dana just is chomping at the bit to talk.
You said the league changed 3 years ago. What do you mean by that?
Yep. When the NFL went to a 17-game schedule in the 2021 season, everything changed because it also meant a seventh team was going to make the playoffs in each conference. That also meant there was only going to be one bye. And the dynamic of week-to-week National Football League football changed. I think it has done away with any kind of, oh, well, we can let 1 week slip by. There are no weeks that you can let slip by from week one to week 18. And that was my exhortation, I guess, to Dusty here, to stay focused, Dusty, was the fact that, again, the Pittsburgh loss last night's crushing to them because everybody, they're right there in the bye, right? They're right there with the Bills and Chiefs. And now all of a sudden the world looks drastically different. 17 games meant if you're the best team, you're going to play one more division opponent from the NFC, and you're only going to have one bye to chase. People have asked me on national shows and national media, what has changed about being the voice of the Chiefs? And I said, the biggest dynamic is that every week is the playoff game. I've just learned since 21 the importance of every one of these weeks. You've got to look at the long haul, and all of the rules changed in 21. And that meant this Carolina game is as important as the Baltimore game in week one and as important as these huge games coming down the line will be. So that's why I don't get into the whole get-right game and throw for 500 yards and let's get 41 points, because you just have to figure out how to beat Carolina, who's confident playing decent ball.
Yeah, and that's where we sit this week. I think a lot of us are looking at Carolina and going, it's just Carolina, it's a noon game. But you get into that mindset, if you're on that team, they're going to beat your ass on Sunday.
2022, the Chiefs were able to escape that loss to the Colts. Remember the Chris Jones said bad things to the Colts and got a penalty flag.
Right.
Last year, survived the 11-6, fighting through this time of year, going 2-3 in that five-game stretch where every team had rest advantage on the Chiefs. All right, you can survive those things, but it's better, especially with this 9-1 equity that you've built, not to have to kind of dig your way out of a hole, not with Buffalo playing the way they're playing. So, yeah, Carolina's ornery. Chuba Hubbard can control the game. He's a really good back and can catch it, run it, and they're going to Jonathan Brooks this week for the first time. And your stat of the morning is the fact that Bryce Young has played so much better against the blitz. His QBR the first 2 weeks against the blitz was like 46.2, and now it's 101.8. So I don't know if they've simplified things, but Bryce Young's playing better ball and not turning it over, and better against the blitz, which, of course, the Chiefs are one of the better blitzing teams in the league.
When you talk about simplifying things, I go back to the offense last year where they just basically figured out who can catch the ball and who can't. It turned out it was Rashee Rice, Travis Kelce, and they knew they could trust on Isaiah Pacheco. Seems like a guy that's starting to kind of be a little bit more, maybe a lot more reliable, is the emergence of one Noah Gray, Mitch.
In a variety of ways. They're moving Noah around. The thing that I really get excited about Noah Gray is the fact that he now has become the fullback. He's the H-back. That second touchdown he had last week against Buffalo, he is able to get out of the H-back position and get to the back of the end zone in the red zone. Good blocker on lead. So now it puts like the old I formation plays back in play when you had the sausage, but it puts a threat as a receiver in that role. And again, you don't always have to be two back because Noah can line up in a wing and move all the way around. Mm-hmm. But when you have third down monsters on this team, like DeAndre Hopkins and Travis Kelce and Juju Smith-Schuster and Samaje Perine, those are all four third down specialists. Now you add Noah Gray, and sometimes as a fullback, and you have just added, I think, a really big element to this offense.
Mitch, I want to give you a stat for this week. Are you ready for it?
Sure.
I like doing this with you. If Andy Reid wins on Sunday, I know you already know this, he will have his 19th 10-win season. 19th. One behind Bill Belichick, who had 20. 9 ahead of the other two long tenure coaches and John Harbaugh and Mike Tomlin. But also Andy Reid's only had three seasons where he's been under 500.
It's really stupid. And the way we use stupid now, stupid crazy.
Right. Yeah.
But if we're going to make an where's he at on the NFL Mount Rushmore?
I think Andy Reid is the greatest coach in NFL history, and I'm not saying that because I'm here in Kansas City, Mitch. I'm saying it because he has sustained success for 20 years, two different organizations, a multitude of quarterbacks, a multitude of changes in the game, and Andy Reid evolves, changes, and stays on top better than any coach I've ever seen in the NFL.
That's where he trumps Belichick, in my opinion.
Me too.
Because of what you just stated. And the fact that Belichick has really only done it with Brady. That's
right.
It.
Right.
And his six titles have all been Brady, Brady, Brady. You look at his Browns time, he didn't have Brady. Coach Reid has won with whomever he's got. And the fact that if he's at 26, Coach Reid's at 26 postseason victories, and Belichick's at 31. And if Coach goes on a run this year and next year, he's going to surpass that. And so, but I'm talking all time here, and I'm with you. I would argue that the same case that Coach Reid is the greatest of all time. I mean, he's definitely right there with Shula, but Shula did it, and Shula did it with the Colts and Dolphins.
Sure.
But he didn't do it in this environment. Let's go back to the discussion of the 17th game. The Kansas City Chiefs, under the 17-game formula, think about it. There's eight divisions in football. You win yours. That only leaves seven. You realize you play five of the seven, and no one else does that? And so to do it and to do it against the toughest schedule, he is – I'm with you. I can argue all day long, so can you, that Andy Reid's the greatest coach in NFL history.
Well, and also, too, I mean, we've talked a lot about Coach of the Year. And, you know, I put $5 on Andy Reid to win Coach of the Year at the beginning of the season because I thought, you know, this is the time where Andy finally needs to get a little bit of respect for what he's been able to do because, in my opinion, it is harder to sustain success than it is to come out of nowhere and surprise somebody and be 10-7 for a year. Andy Reid is the king, and every year they're coming at the king, and every year they're missing, right? And it's just, to me, to watch Andy Reid coach this team, constantly change, constantly evolve, constantly develop, and constantly stay on top when everybody's playing you as their Super Bowl every Sunday for the last umpteen years, and he's still finding ways to come out on top and be as great as he is. Like, you can come at me with any other coach, Mitch, and I'll argue Andy Reid all day, and I'll be honest with you, I'm going to win that argument.
And I'm going to give you another one where he develops the tempo of his building every day. Look at Brett Veach. Look at Brett Veach's staff. Look at the players. Now, it's been awesome because Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce are coaches' same personality, meaning they're not jerks. They're great people, and yet they're going to win. I think that puts those guys on a pedestal too, because many times it's harder to do that. You can be taken for granted. Some people think they have to have this, you know, authoritarian figure and bring a hammer every day. Coach Reid commands that same authority, but does it in such a way where everybody comes to work thinking, I'm going to do my best today. I don't want to let him down. And he will engage people and build them. Look how many disciples he's built. How many players would love to play for him. And after they leave, they like, man, what did I just leave? Because what Coach Reid is and how he approaches every day is very rare. An engaging personality, but who's still tough and purposed and builds people around him up. He doesn't hold people back as far as progressing. He's just a remarkable dude, remarkable leader, way underrated.
Speaking of Andy Reid and things that he has proven, I remember we were talking about this earlier, Mitch, when he first got to town, everybody's like, oh man, his clock management's a little poor. Haven't heard much about that. You know, a couple years back, can't convert on third down. One of the top teams this year and converted on third down.
The best. Numero uno. Yep. On third down, and they've crushed it. It's not just like, well, they're best by 0.2 of a margin. No, they're crushing it. And again, I've talked about third down monsters on this team, but it's also the way Andy Reid evolves. And I think Bob touched on this, the fact that the way he is attacking third down, different ways he's attacking third down. I ask him, I'm I asked him during the week, I said, I mean, how much volume of third down do you have to have? And he's like, a lot. And then you narrow it down for that specific opponent. But then, so he's always thinking of ways. It's just like Noah Gray at fullback. He has seen where Noah Gray at fullback now has become another big piece to the weaponry in attacking in both the run game and the pass game. So he never stops. He's just always inventing and moving forward. But when Dusty, when he won Super Bowl 54, that was the alarm to the rest of the world that Andy Reid's on house money. Because all of that crap that was out there, he even said it this week, I don't get into all that crap about the undefeated season and stuff. But the point, the crap of time management, and he doesn't get – he blew all that away. And now all of a sudden, he was just – he's the riverboat gambler on the Missouri River back in the old days who's walking in with house money going, I'm going to take all your money at the table. And that's what he's done, and he ain't stopping anytime soon.
It's amazing to watch because as the league changes, Andy's always one step ahead too. You know, he's always one step ahead of everybody else.
That's what drives him crazy. And even the great ones who are, or the guys who have been successful, Sean McDermott's and the Sean Paytons, they're always thinking, what's he got up his sleeve? There's something else new that he's got that I didn't think of. And that's what I get. And that's why in the playoffs, we talk about Patrick rising to another level and Kelce rising to another level. Well, so does coach.
Yep.
And that's why these opposing coaches are like, man, he's got stuff I haven't thought. I mean, they're laying awake, staring at the ceiling fan, going, what's he thinking? And it's always good to be on the aggression like that.
No doubt, man.
All right, Mitch. Well, I will try and stay focused my best. But once those Millers get cracked at noon on Sunday.
This is going to be tradition now. Stay focused, Dusty. Hit me again with two more of them. And we'll get ready to go to Charlotte.
Stay focused, Dusty. Stay focused, Dusty. Let me find it here for you, Mitch, and then we'll have this be our the way we end.
You just gave it to me. Gave it to me live. All we need to know.
Okay.
Just do not don't drift into. I've got to win my fantasy league. If Pat throws for 550,
right?
No.
Well, I got to win this league. Carolina. It's simply too good.
Enjoy get Fayette, Missouri.
Yeah. Stay focused, Mitch.
We're going to be on campus.
Enjoy
okay.
it.
Later. See you, boys.
See
you.
Mitch Holtis, voice of the Chiefs there, here on Fesco and Dusty. Of course, it is brought to you by Silverstein Eye Centers. Achieve your best vision and experience outstanding patient care at Silverstein Eye Centers. Brought to you also by GEHA. GEHA is the proud partner of the Kansas City Chiefs. We're just a few more moments away from getting to the script this week, so we have to stay focused until then. But coming back, Drew Lock. It's never going to happen, is it? Because of somebody named Tommy Coldcuts? Is that it? Tommy Chillcuts? I don't know. You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan. You're home for Kansas City Sports.
Fesco and Dusty.
I can feel it all the way down in my plums.
On Kansas City's FM sports station, 96.5 The Fan.
Back here on 96.5 The Fan, rolling along. If you just missed the Mitch Holtis interview, you can go back and check out the app. Check it out. Let's do it. Stay focused, Dusty. Stay focused. Nah, man. 46-0. That's what I'm going for, man. I know. I could see it in my peripheral. Bob just going, it's not going to happen.
It's not.
You don't know.
I can't help it either, man. I can't help it.
You'd like to see it, but, you know.
I'll explain more in my script later on. By the way, Andy Locke, your son got screwed. I love your food. I'll be there I'll be by next Wednesday. I'll say hi. I love Third Street Social. I love Prime. I love Pearl. Andy, your son got screwed in New York.
He got $5 million.
But he should have gotten $5 million more. And we've seen this before, right? Speaking of, by the way, Tommy DeVito. Tommy. He's going to start on Sunday.
That's right.
A lot of people take this narrative and say, well, that's what the Giants people want. They want to see him. They want to see Tommy Cutlets play. That's not true.
Who wants to see him play other than the fan base?
The people that want to see him play are the people that write checks for the New York Giants and everybody involved. Because if Drew Lock plays and hits incentives, they must pay him.
Mm-hmm.
They are not going to do that. Last year, we saw this in Denver. Because I was listening to Cody and Gold yesterday. Good show. And they were talking about how Drew Lock does have a point to be upset because he's, you know, he had the audio of like, well, I'm happy for him, but I was here to be the backup and I'm not, you know, much I can say about that.
Mm-hmm. He knows what's going on.
Right.
He knows why he's not playing. Last year, Russell Wilson got benched in Denver. Why? He sucked, but he wasn't that bad. It's because there were incentives involved. Do you guys remember when Jamal Charles was a Denver Bronco? Remember that? Or remember that way back in the day? And the last game of the year, he was a healthy scratch because if he got like 60 yards rushing, they would have to give him $1 million.
Yeah.
Didn't happen.
Teams do it all the time. They do. Yeah, it happens. And it sucks. But a lot of these teams actually pay their guys. I shouldn't say a lot. Some of these teams actually pay their guys the incentives if they get close to hitting those incentives. Those are the good teams.
We've seen that with Kelsey, right? Like last year, they were like, oh, he's not going to get 1,000 yards.
Yeah.
His bench. It's like,
don't worry about it.
He's going to wake up Monday morning. There's going to be a little side check. It's like, thanks for the season.
Yeah,
bud.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
Here's your Christmas bonus, and it's not the Jolly of the Month Club.
Correct. Yeah. like,
which is what Drew got.
Yeah, he did. But also to the other side of this thing is Drew Lock just isn't interesting. He really isn't, and he's not going to move the needle. But he's not, and he's not exciting. He's not fun. He's not somebody that Giant fans want to see. Tommy DeVito has been the apple of their eye, for lack of a better term, for the better part of a year now. I know. I talk to my father all the time, right? We need to play Tommy DeVito. We need to play Tommy DeVito. I listen to our sister station on the Odyssey app in New York. It's all about Tommy DeVito. It's what the fans want. And I think Tommy DeVito right now, what we're looking at with the Giants, is sports in 2024.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all about entertainment, right? It's all about entertainment. I haven't even considered the Giants in my life since basically September. But you know what? They're going to be on the second TV this weekend because Tommy DeVito is a show. I'm curious to see what he can do. It's entertaining. It's human interest. It's got the backstory, the family. Like, it is a big-time story. It's not an interesting game if Drew Lock is playing, and a lot of fans wouldn't show up. Fans are actually now going to go to this game to watch Tommy DeVito because it's a guy that fans have wanted to see play, wanted to root for, and it's that human interest story. We all watched this charade the other night with Mike Tyson and Jake Paul, right? Mm. That wasn't a real boxing match. That was entertainment.
Yeah.
Deion Sanders, we're watching him because that's entertaining. That's fun. That's what sports is now in 2024. It's combining the entertainment plus the sports and appealing to the masses. And if the Giants took the field on Sunday with Drew Lock playing quarterback, that stadium would be pretty much next to nothing from a fan standpoint. But now you got Tommy DeVito, the chosen one, the Jersey boy, the guy that grew up in the backyard, that everybody knows the family. People are going to watch this kid play. And so I think the Giants are doing it more as an ode to their fans than to anybody else, or more of an ode to their business to get people in there to buy a few beers and at least give them Tommy DeVito to watch in a 2-8 season.
Yeah, I mean, I would say Drew's got some entertainment qualities. I mean, he did the where he had a good game when he played with Denver, and he was rapping every song that was playing on the overhead, the backpack thing that got the Texas coach all juiced up. And then his game last year with Seattle when he came back and threw like a perfect shot, and his postgame interview was insane. But you're right. I mean, like, DeVito's got the agent. He's got the backyard terminology. Like, he's a kid from the
he grew up there. Like, we Drew Lock playing here, right? If the Chiefs stunk and Drew Lock was taking over a quarterback, everybody would be excited here. That's a kid who grew up in Kansas City. Let's go see the local kid. Let's see what he can do. And there may be a little curiosity too, because I as fans of organizations, we always think players are different and better than whatnot. There's probably people out there who are like, maybe this is the Giants' Brock Purdy, you know, like maybe we can find the Brock Purdy. We don't have to look for a quarterback. And I just know from talking to my dad and friends back home and whatnot, listening about this Tommy DeVito stuff, like, it's a movement. It really is. It's a movement. The Giant fans want it. And you're 2-8. You haven't given that fan base anything in a decade. You might as well roll out chicken cutlets and see what this guy can do. Put a couple of more butts in the seats and have fun. Now, if he wins, the flip side is, well, why didn't you start this guy from the beginning, you know?
Which is, there's a couple of texts coming in because I don't know if people missed us talking about it or if you just got in your car. If you did, somebody says, aren't they doing it so they don't have to pay Drew Lock his bonus? Yeah, like that's...
Well, they're also doing it so they don't have to pay Daniel Jones money,
right,
too.
Yeah, they're doing it because, yeah, Drew Lock has $5 million guaranteed, plus he has another $5 million in incentives. That's one of the reasons why. That's why he brought up, like, you know, all the things that, you know, Jamal Charles in Denver and all that sort of stuff. Plus, someone says, where's this at? Do you guys have an example of someone that they kept off the field because of incentives with the Chiefs? I don't know if they kept them off on purpose. It was more so of like the last 10 years have been so successful that like they've kept them off just because like
They don't want him to get hurt.
Yeah, I don't remember of anything like that.
I mean, I'm sure there was probably something in the Haley days.
I would imagine.
I guarantee.
Yeah.
You're not playing today.
Maybe in the Carl days, too. Yeah, you know, I'm sure. I know. Who knows? You know?
I don't know, though. But the other thing, too, is they're like, you know, what if Tommy Cutlets goes out there and starts winning and ruins a draft pick?
Yeah, and he did that last year. They could have had Jaden Daniels, you know, and Tommy Cutlets did that thing. But again, you don't live in that draft moment, you know, when you're players and whatnot. I know we do as fans and maybe some in organizations do, but you can't live in that moment. Let's say Tommy does go out there and win, and they win their final seven games because they're 2-8, right? So that's 8, 9, 10 games. They win their final seven, right? And they finish 9-8. Do you really need the draft pick? Then you have to have Tommy DeVito as your starting quarterback at that point in time. Now, I'm not saying that's what they're going to do, but you look at it from that other perspective. What if he is their Brock Purdy? What if he ends up being like, oh my God, we totally had this guy. I don't know that he is, but you get the opportunity to see that. You tickle the fan base's fancy a little bit, and then you can kind of move on to next season and still sell some tickets and get some people excited about Tommy DeVito, the Jersey kids playing quarterback for the Giants. It is what it is, you know?
Yeah. And then the 6-2-0 fact-checking. The Chiefs literally did the opposite with Chris Jones last year in the last game. Yeah, he had one drive left. Andy gave him two quarters, and then he gave him a drive. And he said, this is it. Or maybe it was like in the fourth quarter, but he had one more opportunity, and then they would have just paid him the incentives.
So, I think Chris Jones would have gotten the check last year regardless, but Chris Jones wanted to go out and earn it, too.
Chris Jones also was like, I'm still going to go do it. Plus, let's be honest, last year won the greatest start with the reputation of Chris Jones. So it was like, you want that million, Chris? Go earn it.
Go earn it. Yeah.
He did. Yeah. I think that was more so in there as well. Yeah. Somebody says, wouldn't it be entertaining if Indiana went to Ohio State and won?
Oh, God. Yeah. Right. Like, so, see, you understand what I'm getting. Like, what's better for college football? Yeah. Ohio State winning 52-7 or Indiana winning that
Going into the horseshoe?
I mean, it's better like that. So, I mean, that's
like, what's better, KU beating Colorado or Colorado beating KU?
KU beating Colorado.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I don't like hearing that.
Right.
But
is it?
No, I think
you guys are wrong.
I think you're right.
Getting boat raced by Colorado would be the dream story.
Yeah, you want Colorado
in
the playoffs.
You want Colorado in the playoffs.
Yeah, you need them to win.
You're right about that. Does Ohio State get knocked out of the playoff if they lose to Indiana this weekend?
No.
Indiana's irrelevant if they lose.
Absolutely.
But if they win, you're talking about, hey, it's Indiana. Oh, my God, look what they did. It's entertainment.
No doubt.
Like, I know we're at times sports hardos. But at the end of the day, it's about they've got us as sports fans. We're watching the game, right? But if you
when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You can appeal to the ancillary sports fan, the casual sports fan. How do you bring somebody back in that
Taylor
may have checked
Swift.
Out? Yeah, you bring Taylor Swift to the party, or you bring Tommy DeVito to the party, right?
Tommy.
Yeah.
Tommy Cutlets. Oh, great name. Where do you guys rank Daniel Jones' contract on the worst of all time? It's not even close to the top three because number one in a gigantic gap is Deshaun Watson.
Yeah.
So that one's really tough.
Watson! Daniel Jones, they're able to get out of, though, too.
Yeah, Albert Pujols' contract. Terrible.
Terrible contract, yeah.
That's because he was 5 years older than he said he was. Yeah. I don't know that to be exact, but I remember he was at Fort Osage hitting 500-foot home runs with a metal bat. It was insane.
Yeah.
Coming up on the other side, it's What's in the Script. It's where we get it wrong every week, but not always. That's an oxymoron. Dusty Likens, Bob Fesco, Mac Boyer. You're listening to 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty.
What the hell's wrong with your station?
On Kansas City's FM sports station, 96.5 The Fan.